I could literally talk your ear off about books all day, so, I'm just gonna talk about them for a little while, because I know you don't wanna hear me talk for, like, 9 hours. I like all kinds of books. I tend to, like, I used to really like trashy, like, supernatural romance novels, but I haven't read very many of them recently. I did just reread one that I really liked when I was younger, called The Forbidden Game by L.J. Smith. L.J. Smith was not cool when I got into her stuff. It was, like, really old, and, like, I just got into it because it was at my local public library. But this is the first one that I read, and it's, like, it's kind of like if H.P. Lovecraft tried to write Twilight. Like, there's this guy, and he's an eldritch abomination, and he's been stalking you your entire life, because your grandfather meddled with things that man was not meant to know in order to gain power, and, like, the nightmare you've been fearing, remembering, or thinking about, and nearly went mad from the revelation and blocked from your consciousness. Your entire life is secretly this thing that has been watching you the entire time. And he loves you, and he wants to play a game so that he can earn your love. And, yeah, that's basically the plot. There's actually a lot of stuff in there that's, like, baby versions of, like, occult themes, like, about, like, what reality is, and, like, there's a story in there that they talk about where, like, the main character has to go through these illusions, and they, like, there's an illusion of fire, and it still hurts as much as regular fire, but you can tell that it's not really fire because you don't die. And, like, there's a whole big symbology of that, and there's, like, stuff like that. It's, like, it's really cool, actually, for, like, a book for teenage girls. I don't think they researched runes very well, though. Like, I don't... They use runes in the book, but I don't think that they're, off the top of my head, doing it exactly right. But I don't... I'm not a rune expert. It's not something that interests me. I like William Gibson. I fucking love Dune. I could probably do an entire recording just about why I fucking love Dune. But it would be boring. Like, it would just be... Xantosa explains the plot of Dune. Nobody wants to hear that. So... I would love to be a Bene Gesserit witch. What else do I like? I've read almost every single Discworld novel. There's a couple near the end that I missed. I fucking love Discworld. My favorite is the Watch books and the Nack McFeagle Tiffany Aching books, but I like all of them. They're all worth reading. I love fantasy. I love more realistic fantasy. Like, I want to see a realistic world and realistic people. Like, I don't want to see, like, the whole 1960s sci-fi thing. I read almost all of the Song of Ice and Fire books, but, like, the last one I couldn't get through. I really like everybody in those books except for Dany. Dany annoys the fuck out of me, because she seems like she should be the protagonist in a different book that's written by someone less sadistic than George R. R. Martin, and I don't care for that. Like, I know people who saw the show, like, the actress who plays her must be awesome, because, like, the people who've seen the show have a completely different outlook on that character than I do. Like, they're like, holy shitballs, this is awesome, dragons. And I'm over here like, nah. You know, like, it doesn't seem that way to me. Let's see, I really liked There's this series that I've read like 14 times or something stupid like that by Holly Black. It's called The Curse Workers. It's kind of a little bit film noir, and it's kind of a little bit like a gangster kind of a thing. But they're like wizard mafia, and everybody has like one power that you use through touching, and like the main character is raised by a crime family, and he doesn't have any powers, and he's really good at being a con artist, but he wants to be a good person instead. But he murdered his first love, and that's where the books start, and like telling you anything about them would be spoilers. Let's see, what else? What do I have on my bookshelf? I'm sorry, the cat just, like, climbed on my face. I hope you can still hear me okay. Maybe the purring noises will be cozy. I have a lot of John Constantine graphic novels. I have... what else? Sleep Pale Sister by Joanne Harris is fucking awesome. If you like my recordings, you might like that. The ghost of a murdered child is trying to murder the pedophile that murdered her by possessing his wife, who he raised from a small child, and is trying to keep pure using shitloads of drugs. And also, like, there's a brothel in there. It's pretty cool. I'm explaining it badly, but it's cool. It's, like, all about, like, pre-Raphaelite art and, like, other stuff. I have a giant brick of Harlan Ellison short stories and things. It's, like, really, like, it's the size of, like, a hotel Bible. I have some, like, folklore and magic books. Some poetry books. I have a lot of Francesca Lea Block. She was my favorite writer for a long time. Her latest is really good. Beyond the Pale Motel. It's like way more real and hard-hitting in a lot of ways than her earlier stuff. I have all the Harry Potter books, because when I moved, I was going to get rid of them, but I never did. I didn't really have the heart to. I have that book. I didn't really like it as much as everyone thought I was going to, about, like, those Greek students that, like, murder their friend or whatever, because he's a dick. It just, like... the style was good, and it was kind of hypnotic, but it just didn't, like, none of it really made me feel anything the entire way through. And, like, I mostly read it because I have a thing for twincest and sibling incest, so, like, I picked it up because I heard that it contains some, and it just isn't. It might be because I've read similar books with, like, plot-wise. Like, The Elementals by Francesca Lea Block has a kind of similar plot to it. I really loved Elizabeth Hand's Black Light and Waking the Moon, which deal with a lot of Joseph Campbell-ish stuff as well, and, like, helter-skeltery-ish stuff, but, like, have kind of a similar ground that they're covering. But I just didn't really, like, I read it, and it was like, eh, I might read this one more time at some point, but I don't love it. Like, I don't want to keep it and read it, like, every couple of years forever. A lot of William Gibson here. Some Neal Stephenson stuff. Some more, like, literary stuff. Whitney Otto, Dangerous Liaisons, some true crime, Jane Eyre, blah blah blah. This. If you like my recordings, you'll like this. It's the Whiteacre trilogy by Philippa Gregory. It's set like in towards the end of the medieval period in England, like when they're doing the land enclosures. But it's got like everything. It's got like incest and murder and weird sex and like BDSM, like femdom stuff, and like kind of a weird supernatural element and all kinds of stuff. You probably like that if you like my recordings. I really liked some of Poppy Zeebright's stuff. Exquisite Corpse, Drawing Blood. Those are her two best ones, in my opinion, of the ones that I've read. I have this weird book here that I bought about a female cannibal. Lately I haven't been reading as many paper books, and it's bad because I have a shitload of them. Like, I've been reading the ebooks more because I like reading in the dark. It's nice. But I used to have a different purse, and it made it easier to, like, read on the bus, I think. In the summertime, when you're, like, waiting for the bus, you can just, like, sit. In my area, like, nobody builds benches because they're assholes, so there's no, like, you can't just sit and wait for the bus. You have to, like, stand in the winter, and it's irritating, like, more so to hold a book than it is to hold, like, a phone. And I've been listening to a lot of podcasts lately, too, like, so that's part of it. But right now I'm reading James Ellroy, I think, American Tabloid, on my phone. I've been listening to the soundtrack to the Black Dahlia movie to go with it, and the soundtrack to L.A. Noir. I like to listen to music while I read, mostly instrumental stuff, because otherwise it's too distracting. It used to not be as distracting, but lately it has been, because I've been, like, I went through a period right before I started recording where I was just constantly stressed the fuck out, and recording helped a lot with getting me unstressed, and I think, like, some other stuff happened, and losing that job helped so much, that job that I had, that just, I hated it. I hated it so much, it was like tearing my brain up, you know? But that all was good, and my focus, just when you're really stressed out for a long period of time, your focus just goes meh and stops working, right? But I'm hoping that that comes back now. But because of that, I've been listening to a lot of music when reading, because it helps me focus on the book that I'm reading, and not, like, flutter off in a million directions. I'm sorry, I'm just, like, really tired. On my reading playlist, I have instrumental music from, like, some modern bands. Like, if I come across a instrumental song on an album that I like, I'll pop it on here. I have Phantom by the Sisters of Mercy, and Teardrop by Massive Attack, some stuff like that. I have a lot of classical music, Isle of the Dead by Rachmaninoff, and a lot of Shostakovich. I like Shostakovich a lot. And basically, like, I got into classical music, like, when I was a kid I was kind of into it, but adults were controlling, like, what I checked out, so I didn't really remember it when I was an adult, like, a couple years ago. And if I want to find new things, and I have no idea, like, what I'm doing with classical music, like, every genre of music, I have little rules for myself on how to find more of it that I might like. And for classical music, if it says for cello, like, that's literally what I look up when I'm Googling or Spotifying or whatever, it's just for cello, I'll probably like it. I tend to like Russian composers too, a little bit. I'm not sure why, it's just good shit. There are a couple songs on here where, like, it's sort of relaxing, and there's vocals in another language. But most of it is just instrumental, because it's easier to read and have it, like, affect your emotions, but not distract you from the words. So, I don't know, my roommate sometimes will yell at me for sitting in the dark and listening to classical music, because he thinks that it's, like, pretentious, or, like, I don't know. He tells me, you're not a supervillain! But, I don't know, it's fun. Like I said, I could talk about books for a really long period of time, but I think I'm going to call it here, because been like 20 minutes.